Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, baby? That's what I did during the break.
All right, I'll get to this read in a second.
Go ahead, dude.
Go ahead, Goo.
I studied that low, that film. I can get him.
What film?
Him, that race against our guy with KPIX. Steiny, I could get him.
Guru, fixating on thinking he can beat Lorenzo Neal.
I looked at the film.
The same guy that we were pushing for the Hall of Fame as a running back. Guru thinks he can beat him in a 100-yard dash. And
Dibs called you Humpty.
I don't care. About what?
Your take on the Niners, now you're in. I thought you were talking about my arms. I got a little insecure, but yeah, it was about your take. Then he said Lowe would crush me. All right, let's move on.
Okay, it's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening next Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at West Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibs live from 2 to 4. Then we have the summit from 4 to 6 where all the hosts come out. Great food, great place, and it's your chance to hang with all of us. Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang, and it's there that you can experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. That's the Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. You can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for football fans.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that is next week, baby. Football is back.
Yeah, summit 4 to 6.
You ready?
No. It's next Thursday.
We could drive together.
You know, we could.
I'm just telling you.
I guess we do have to leave from here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know who's going to be hot about it.
And I'm only getting the oxygen sensor replaced in the caddy, so I don't want you to say you don't feel comfortable driving.
Oh.
We might be broken down and not make it. We'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that. We can take my car if you want.
Dude, you seen those electric Cadillacs? They got got your car, but it's a caddy? Looks like the Batmobile, man.
Wait, what do you mean my car, but a caddy?
You got a beautiful electric car. It's a hybrid, right?
It's all right.
Caddy has Volkswagen. That version of it, but it's a caddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. It's $100,000, like $90,000. If I was Stephen A.,
Or my buddy from the East Coast.
Yeah, right. My man. Yeah.
All right. We've been talking a little bit about the 49ers and Juwan Jennings and what's going on there. And don't go anywhere because at 2 o'clock today, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are going to address the media. It'll be the first time since they cut down to 53. We can tell you that Marquez Valdes-Scantling is now a 49er. And they're apparently interested in Kendrick Bourne, former 49er. Those are two wide receivers. And can't help but wonder whether that's got something to do with Juwan Jennings or not. But we'll find out more at 2 o'clock. I'd be shocked if there's any way they could do that press conference and we don't know any more about what's going on with Juwan Jennings. That would be... I don't even know how that would happen.
Well, it could happen.
He could, if Kyle Shanahan comes out today and says essentially the same thing, you know, he's still not quite 100%. Well, then why didn't you put him on the pod? Well, because we think he's going to be ready pretty soon.
No doubt.
I mean, I guess so, but I have a feeling that...
And I'm looking for John to kind of give his 2 cents on that situation as opposed to Kyle go, you know... Go ask him. When he said, go ask him, Stoney, that to me was, he was fed you know what up. But the next domino in this, I left the studio yesterday. I'm going baseball terms since the Giants won 3 in a row, Stoney. I thought it was 8-7 Juwan over the Niners baseball score in regard to leverage. Now with these acquisitions and the possibility or the flirtation with Kendrick Bourne, I could be wrong. Now I feel like it's 7-5 Niners. And that has Juwan Jennings' future in the red and gold in doubt. And I'm shocked.
Yeah, I don't
think this bodes well for him, man. Like, wow.
You know, here's the one thing that I'd love to know from 49er fans. It feels like we've talked a lot about it and we've made a lot about it, but we've never really talked about whether the fans think this is a significant issue or not. And it's this. The 49er fans feel kind of the same as me, and that is, you know, last 3 or 4 years, this has been the MO, whether it's Bosa, Ayuk, Trent Williams, obviously McCaffrey and Purdy, they got paid last year. This year, it's Juwan Jennings. A couple years ago, it was Bosa. Like, do the 49ers have a little issue with this contract situation?
Would you call it bookkeeping?
Have they set a bad precedent?
Well, everybody's gotten paid, so what's bad about it? You're talking about the time. They're not getting it done in enough time. Because it affected Bosa, I thought. It affected Debo, I thought. And last year we saw what happened with Ayuk. He wasn't even himself before he got hurt.
That's what I'm asking. Is the way the 49ers have done business or are doing business in the off seasons with the few holdouts they've had, they hold out, they get paid, they come in late. Do you feel like that's a pattern with this team?
I feel like it's a bad pattern.
They sit tight, then the 49ers pay the guy, then he comes in.
Rusty.
Now Bosa apparently, I forgot, he had 3 sacks that first game.
That season wasn't one to write home about. You are right. And I heard Ball Detail, Spadoni and Lubman that. But I'll say this to that, Stoney. That's why I'm blown away that even though it's a BC lister in regard to Juwan Jennings not being a top tier dude talent wise, I'm shocked that it's this same record is playing. I thought we were done with that. I thought they had learned their lesson or they were going to be proactive, see the glazier before you hit it, and you avoid what we're kind of lightweight doing right now. Okay, Juwan Jennings probably will be the first question asked to Lynch or Shanny, right? That I would bet.
Right, but I don't want to assume that they didn't see this coming because what I'm starting to think right now is the 49ers, this isn't, maybe to the 49ers, this isn't an impasse. This is just, let's see what happens. And what I mean by that is, I think the 49ers may have decided a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago, they're not paying him what he wants.
But you could parlay that into a draft pick, or okay, you could trade him.
True.
You could have at many junctures if you were feeling that
way. You could just let him do what he wants and move on and get a couple other wide receivers. And I also think what we have to acknowledge here is the prioritization. And that is, who'd they pay? They paid the big boys. And they're saying to Jennings, you're not a big boy. Clearly, that's what they're saying.
On third downs, he is.
Well, it's not enough.
In playoff games.
That's not enough. Right. And I think also what may be happening here is, you know, we got two guys in the Bay Area that have maybe overplayed their leverage, Kuminga and Juwan Jennings. I'm sorry.
I love that parallel.
How could you not think that if you're a Bay Area sports fan?
I love that parallel, but I just hate the comp because one's not even in his prime, and the other is leaving it almost in Jennings being 28 and Kuminga being 22. But as far as leverage, man, I really thought Juwan had it. He still may, Stoney. He still may. But, yeah, I'm excited at 2 o'clock to hear what they got to say.
Yeah,
how they approach it. We'll know if they're giving us the old dog and pony show and we're not going to give you much, or if they're irritated, or if Juwan Jennings has played his last down in the Niner uniform.
Well, I'm sure they are irritated. I think that's obvious.
You think Juwan is?
Yeah, of course he is. That's Kawakami in the Standard, SF Standard, reported a couple days ago that neither side's happy with the other side. And we saw the Instagram post from Juwan Jennings.
Oh, man.
So
I wonder if that helped anything, you know?
Yeah, it helped him get Scantling. And it helped him look into Kendrick Bourne.
You could be right.
I mean, does anybody out there think that I'm way off base here thinking the 49ers may just be moving on from Juwan Jennings, whether that means a trade or what? Like, I think they're starting to prepare for not having him, whatever that means. I mean, if he doesn't practice, what's today, Wednesday? I mean, they got a game in a week and a half.
Yeah.
When does he have to get on the practice field to practice? I'm sorry, to play in that first game.
That's going around the league with some big boys.
So now he hasn't practiced.
Two of them reported, yeah.
Probably what, over 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So
you got to have a ramp-up period, you would think, right? Hadn't caught a ball from Purdy since last season, it feels like.
So if you're the 49ers, and let's say in March or April or May, Jennings' agent comes to you and says, we want to redo the contract. Or, you know, we want an extension. We want another year, or we want to redo it. And you're the Niners, and you go, okay, what do you want? And let's just say, hypothetically, he says, his agent, Rosenau, says, we want 18, 16 to 18. Man. Okay, at that point, if you're the 49ers,
yeah,
like, this is what I mean by, I don't think these things are like impasses. I think if the 49ers, oh, you want 16 or 18? Okay, then we're going to talk about that as an organization. Okay, get off the phone, and you're like, we're not paying him 16. Like, then they get off the phone, and they say, we are not paying Juwan Jennings $16 million, period. Like, we're not, nor should we. Okay, well, then what do the Niners do? Juwan, we're not giving you $16 million. Okay. Okay, well, then I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing on social media.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. You're under contract. And if you don't play, you don't play. Like, I don't think it's one of those. I mean, they may look to move him. I think they probably will. But I think this thing is further along it's further along and almost over, maybe.
But I'll say this to that. Valdez Scantling, Stoney, at 30 years old, and coming off the season he had last year, he's not better than Juwan Jennings. And Kendrick Bourne, if he were to come here by the, you know, in the business today, he's not better to me than Juwan Jennings.
Well,
and I just think in a year where there's some real, natural, organic question marks about this team as a whole, you just pay Brock Purdy, and you're telling me right out the gate you're going to strip or rip. And it's your prerogative, Niners. You're going to not give him that security blanket, that Linus. And Juwan Jennings, Stoney. That would
it's
be a shocker
a wow
to me.
See, I don't think it's even close to a wow.
Wow.
And here's the other thing. Let me ask you this. So, Kenny, when's the last time, if you know Jennings practiced. When's the last time he practiced? Because I'll tell you what, let's say it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Who's going to be better week one? Juwan Jennings, who hasn't practiced in three weeks.
Gotcha.
Or Valdez Scantling, who just got cut and has been practicing all offseason. It's like they only need these guys for 3 or 4 games. Wow. Wow. That's what Jennings may be missing. They're not getting Valdez Scantling to play 16 games for him. I think they're getting him and are looking into Bourne
so
to see if they can
Robinson
piece,
comes back.
Yeah, piecemeal it for 3 or 4. Mm. So his last practice was July 20. He hasn't practiced for a month. Juwan Jennings has not practiced for 1 month since July 27th. Okay. So if he practices tomorrow, is he ready for game one? Okay. Let's say, of course he is, Stein. Yeah. He's a veteran, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's fine. But the reality of the situation is now they have another receiver and are looking into getting maybe Kendrick Bourne. So I can't help but think this is all about Jennings. I think the 49er fans see it that way with the Valdez Scantling and the interest in Kendrick Bourne. I mean, that's got to have something to do with Jennings.
What if I told you, what if you're right?
888-957-9570. Sorry.
No, you're all right. What if I told you 2 o'clock, I'll find out if you're right. Like, there'll be a sign or a nugget that will come out of their mouths that will tell us, Matt Steinmetz, you were right. The day you look like Cam'ron, the rapper, Stoney, because he wears pink from a It Is What It Is podcast.
Oh, okay. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. Who?
The rapper Cam'ron, him and Mace got the show.
Chance? I think you mean Chance. He's the rapper.
No, stop.
No, the rapper is Chance, I'm pretty
sure. It's Cam'ron and Mace. They both used to rap, and they had Chance the Rapper on.
The guy's name is Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Okay,
there can't be any
other rappers. There's only one, Chance.
Kenny, I need help because he's...
Let me get a little legal. You got to pay it in full.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1. San Francisco, it's an Odyssey sports station. It's the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, and it's always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I got a nugget for you, Kenny, and Risotto.
I'll be the judge of that. I bet you I know it.
All right, give me get crack.
If I know it, then it's not a nugget.
All right,
go ahead.
Well, I don't trust you.
Please.
Tell us what you think it is.
I have no idea. I can't guess. It could be about anything.
If you tell
me it and I don't know it, I will say.
I don't trust you. So tell us what you think it is. And then I have no idea. Well, no.
I have no idea.
Because you're the type of guy that you'll wait till I say it. Yeah, that was it. Ring one up for me.
No, I won't.
All right. Anyway, I told you I really want to see a 30 for 30 doc on guys that are on the bubble. They put the blood, sweat, and tears, and they don't make it.
Yeah, that won't get any ratings, but go ahead.
Like when you got let go from here, and I always just fascinated and dibs talked about it.
I went to the graduate bar.
Dude, that's amazing.
Right, that's what I did. I got fired and I went to the bar.
What did you talk about?
That's not a documentary.
To me, I'm in on that stuff. So anyway, Stoney, yesterday the Niners let go of Chaz Surratt.
Sure.
He was let go. He was cut. Mike Garofalo right now just tweets, the Seahawks are signing Chaz Surratt to their active roster a morning after he was released. So I guess he's down in the dumps yesterday getting bad news. I didn't make the Niners. 24 hours later, bam, a division rival calling, and he's got a job. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. They probably signed him right out of the bar because he probably went to the bar after he got
I'm sure he did.
Cut. Hey,
but
by
thanks
the way,
for the kidding.
We're talking pro football, and anytime we talk football – on 95.7 The Game, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but what you can count on is Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, again, on CBS and Paramount Plus. It's all season long, people. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL, and you'll get started today.
Can I give you a prediction on how I think this Jennings thing plays out?
Yes.
He's not – they need him. They know they need him. But to a degree, he has his agent Rosenhaus call and say, we'll report. We'll play on what?
Well, he's already there.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah, nothing to see here. Just we've surrendered. He'll be out in the practice field. He's got to, Steiny.
So he's just going to
play out
call
the
it off.
Yeah, no, exactly at this point.
All right. I don't think that's the way
You don't think that?
I don't. But you know what?
Read the room, bruh. That's what I would tell him.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Oh, yeah. Bring in the baby, like I said.
Sweet.
Bring in the baby.
Nice.
So, hey, guys, pay the freaking man.
Mm.
We have no other choice. Pay him. And let me rephrase that. Pay the man if it's reasonable with Drew Rosenhaus, the shark. You have to find a consensus somewhere. But with what we got going on, if we're bringing in MVS, we're bringing in all these other guys.
Yeah.
I wanted Amari Cooper on the team and everything. Look, we lost out on Amari Cooper, but we need to pay Juwan Jennings at this point. I don't know if it needs to just be a signing bonus where he gets more money or what. I don't know. The Niners have done that in the past with like Trent, Christian McCaffrey, et cetera. But give the guy some extra chicken on it and just get him in there. That's all I got to say, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Stoney, there's not a lot of mics out there, doesn't feel like, right? Not microphones, Mike in Santa Clara that feel like pay the man. That's where I was at a couple days ago. I still wanted him to get his chicken. I'm always pro get the chicken, but how many people have called really saying pay him? We've taken a lot of get your ass, trade him, do some relief, like get your ass back to camp. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, a couple things I was checking out with Jennings, and I've been reading that he's got these incentives. You know, he's got
hello. You'll lose him.
But I'm looking at his contract. I don't see incentives on his contract. Oh. I just don't. I see a $50,000 bonus when he suits up, but I don't see catch incentives.
But what if that's the internet contract and you ain't looking at the real
It's not the internet contract.
You know what I mean?
It's not the internet
contract. So you think he doesn't have any? Because we had somebody.
How do you think I know that he's already been paid half his salary for this upcoming year?
I need to do a better active listening skills. I thought that was stick.
It wasn't shtick.
What?
Why would it be shtick?
I thought you were just having fun.
It's just a fact. They paid him. Hold on. Let me see.
So they got something invested in him, obviously.
Yeah, they've already paid him half his money so far this year. Hold on. I get it. Salary advance.
That sounds like a loan.
Club agrees to advance salary payment in the amount of $3,275,000. That's 3.275, and advance shall be payable in a lump sum on February 14th. So he's already been paid a lump sum of $3,275,000 of his contract already.
But in the grand scheme of the Niners' success for this season that we talked about, what you bet in your house, Norm, and all that, you don't think this moves the needle, though, if they have him or not, Juwan? Just his services.
It's good if he's there. It's not as good as if he's not.
But it's not going to determine there.
I don't think it's make or break.
Mm.
I don't think it's make or break.
I think it helps a whole hell of a lot.
I see. You know what? We got some calls. I'm gonna push you guys, Mark and Leroy, and the other Mark. I'm gonna push you to the other side so I can give you. The time you deserve.
I appreciate that.
You deserve. So, anyway, so yes, Juwan Jennings right now has already in his hand half his salary for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Bees Knees says, my middle-aged fat dude group chat sources are saying Jennings wants 2 for $36. Garrett, that's pretty good. I wouldn't be in that chat.
2 for $36?
That's 18, Stoney.
Maybe that's why ain't nothing going to happen.
Man.
But there you go. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what I could see some fans' frustration with?
The Niners and how they let this lead into the...
Like, overall big picture. And people can say this, too. But, you know, we're sports talk, so we talk about everything. But, again, think about how much time we've spent on Kuminga and Jennings.
Well, it's the nature of the beast.
Right,
we don't want to do it.
Stars.
Well, one is
we're talking about them like they're Curry or Purdy Green, Draymond.
See, you don't respect the trenches.
We're talking
about a third down savant.
Right, he's a third down receiver. We're talking about a third round receiver and a sixth man on 95.7. The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, sir. Willard, I love our team here, man.
Like, why would you choose to do that halfway through the show? Like, I don't get that.
Because you're shining so bright and you got the pink. I just put on my Ray-Bans, man.
Ahead.
Okay. This seriously is
working
the dream
with a guy
team
right out of the And One mixtape tour.
What the
hell,
hey,
man?
That hurt me. I'll take them off if that's how you feel. Hey, I never respected that. Study, I hate. Dude, they're just glasses, but you got the Harry Carey's on. People saying you look like.
These are all I have.
A Mississippi.
These are prescription, essentially.
Anyway, Willard texted us the incentives, and that's what I love working here, Steiny. We got Shasky, Spadone, Loveman, Kenny, Risotto, Pasta, Grandy, Evan, you and I, Bonte. He didn't have to go out his way to send us the incentives. So, Will, thank you, man.
Yeah.
You want me to read them to you?
Yeah. Where'd this info come from?
Mark Willard. He texted to him.
No, but where did the info? Oh, my God.
You want the origin of it, Stoney?
So Willard's the original author. Okay.
Now you stole my thunder. Shout out Oklahoma City. You go ahead. No, but he had the incentives that I guess you were trying to find them.
I'm looking right at the contract. I don't see them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
This is from Willard.
But you're
this
right.
Is what Willard
you're
sent
right. A lot of the media has reported that he has incentives.
Can I read this to you?
Sure.
Juwan Jennings has up to $3.5 million in incentives in his 2025 contract, which include earning $1.5 million for playing 50% of the offensive snaps, $667K each for reaching 60 catches, and 600 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. So he would get $667,000 each for reaching 60 catches, 600 receiving yards, and 6 touchdowns. These incentives were not met at the start of the season, and it's possible he could miss out on them entirely if he is on the injured reserve for an extended period. So this, to me, is a wow of the leverage you really don't have. If you got that much money in incentives, you cannot miss a damn down, Steiny. And those are attainable. The yards, the touchdowns, and the receptions.
350 divided by the number of regular season games.
Yeah, thanks, Will.
Yeah, I'm just that. You know, I'm just taking a look at the contract. I don't see the incentives in the contract. But that's all right. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
Well, we have. I just read it.
Yes, but
you're saying it's not official.
Well, I don't think anything we're saying it's official. I'm just telling you that I'm looking at a contract.
Thanks, Willard.
That,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, I'm thanking him for his time, too, sending that. He didn't have to
say
that. And that's why I love our team.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Leroy first. Let's go to Leroy. And Leroy's in Oakland, of course. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Happy hump day. Can't wait to finally shake you guys' hand next Thursday.
You swinging up, nice. Lee? You gonna be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, me and the missus.
Oh my! I gotta get a haircut. Oh, I'm there, baby. Let's go.
And go. You gotta promise me that you won't go. Hey.
Oh no! I'm gonna be a gentleman.
No, I'm just kidding.
I got you. I love you, Lee.
I'm just kidding. But look at guys. Steinmetz, I think you're on to something. I think Jennings is gone. And here's the reason why. Shanahan is a genius at plug and play. Mm. His mentality is, I don't care. I think if Bowles are left, he'd be like, okay, well, you know, we're just going to put somebody else in here and we're going to get the job done.
And stuff, yeah.
He thinks he can put anybody anywhere and make it go, and then when it doesn't go, it's everybody else's fault. So that's how I feel about that. The San Francisco organization is shrewd. This is how they do business. And then you have players wait, and then when you finally play them, they haven't had any practice, and then when they get on the field and start dropping passes and they're not in sync, then you blame that. Well, you know, they didn't have any practice and they held out, and this is why you can't have it both ways. Shanahan is Mr. Genius at plug and play. He thinks he can put he's such a genius that he thinks he can put anybody anywhere and make it work. And again, when it doesn't work, it's everybody else's fault. This is what we're dealing with, 49er fans. So let's just hope the players can execute.
Hey Lee,
Whatever Shanahan calls, the players are going to have to execute. We don't like it as fans. He doesn't throw it enough. He doesn't do this enough. He is what he is. So let's just hope the players can execute the game plan, because if not, it's going to be a long season. Go ahead, Goo.
Hey, the beautiful thing about the show's relationship and ours with you is we don't always agree, but I love how you think. I was just going to give you the Steiny bet. What are you feeling about this season, playoffs or no, right now?
I don't know. You know, I predicted us to start off the first 6 games 2-4.
Oh, Lord.
And then I think after those 6 games, we can pull it together. but we'll get some people back healthy and everything. So I'm just in the wait and see mode, but I don't think we're going to start off too good. I say 2-4 in the first six, and then hopefully we can get it together after that.
All right.
Appreciate you as always, Leroy.
Yeah, you made some astute points yesterday, Steiny, about that. We've seen this team, even when they were strong, Billy Badass, they've gotten off to slow starts, and they were able to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and make it happen and get to the Super Bowl or NFC Championship games. The question is, if Leroy is right, are they deep enough to get themselves out of a hole? And that's why I think it's imperative that you want to start the season whole and get this Jennings situation resolved.
Yep. And maybe we'll get some resolution in about an hour and a half. That's when Shanahan and Lynch are going to talk to the media. Obviously, the 49ers cut down to 53 yesterday. Juwan Jennings still on the roster, by the way. But they picked up Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And apparently they're looking at Kendrick Bourne. New England last year? He's on New England, yeah.
Yeah, both those guys aren't better than Jennings, though, Stein.
Yeah, but they might be better than
and
him
they're
now.
They're not asking for more bread either.
They right. actually might be better than him now, considering they've been practicing and he hasn't practiced in a month. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Who wants to try to think with me? All right, let's go to Mark in...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Piedmont. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Hey, first off, I switched to you guys years ago because that AM station just taught non-sports nonsense. So I enjoy you guys. And
so you like our non-sports?
Hey,
because it sounds to me like you like our non-sports nonsense a little more.
No, you guys, you don't talk as much about it.
Thank you.
If I had to hear one more thing about Jerry Garcia's guitar, I'd throw up.
But, oh, boy.
I'll Mark keep the Van Morrison and Dylan talk to a minimum then.
So Here's the way I'm thinking, guys. The Niner management has signaled that they're not focused on the Super Bowl this year. You know, giving up on all the older guys and, you know, drafting all the younger guys. So don't pay Jennings. I mean, you can clearly pick up someone that's been let go, like Bourne, that's probably just as good as him. And let's see how this plays out. I also agree with you that I don't see any playoffs happening. Their defense is going to be awful. Other than Nick and Fred, what do you got? You know, so let's see if Shanahan pulls magic on the offense, but I don't see it happening on the defense, guys. I'm out. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you guys do.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Matt Barrels.
Keep it to football.
Oh, yeah, that was great. It sounded like Mark Abundis.
It's almost like.
But we've done worse than Jerry's guitar.
I don't feel like he's been listening because, man. I thought he'd been enough about Van Morrison Bob Dylan and Chance the Rapper.
And Guru Racing. This from our friend Matt Barrelsteiny.
Sure.
Okay, on X. I imagine a future move will be to put Jacob Cowing's hamstring on the IR and re-sign punter Thomas Morstead. So Jacob Cowing's been one of those names that...
Uh-oh, you going to drop the win total?
No, we're infatuated with him. Now there's a major opportunity to see what he can do, but it's one of those things where the body, you just...
Bad draft?
No.
What do you mean?
The hamstring, whatever's going on with him, ails him, so we got to wait. So that's four games for sure. The IR that we, you know, won't see him. I'm just saying, there's a help wanted sign at Niner receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
Kendrick Bourne.
Here's the other thing.
Valdez Scantlin, a Niner.
Here's the other thing. If you think
he's 30,
you're already hurt. Well, then you ain't going to the Super Bowl. So why would you pay Jennings?
Well, they ain't. Come on, Stunt. They ain't thinking that way. They think they got. We'll find out today too. It's not code red to where we're out of it. We got to go to the lab. And you got McCaffrey. You got Bosa. You got I'm doing what you did at the break.
Right, but they're not talking about a Super Bowl like they have in the past. Let's just be honest.
Well, in 2019, coming off a horrible campaign.
I'm not saying surprises can't happen. I'm saying, are you telling me that the 49ers inside the building and outside the building, the expectations are the same as they were the last 3 years? There's no way you can believe that. Come on, dude.
Now, you're beautiful. What? Because there's so many components to what you said to where you're right, but winners win. And they never say, we don't have a chance. It's upstairs. And I did take an L on the kicking conversation with the punter. Willard hurt me, so did Diz. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Steiny, I got to believe they think they got action. And, you know, you never come out and say, oh, we think we're going to win it. And it's right down the middle. But I got to believe there's going to be Maggie Seaver in this season from the Niners. Growing pains. And they'll take it four games.
So, again, I'll ask you the question.
Do you believe
inside the 49ers building they have the same expectations this year as they did the last three?
I don't know how to answer that.
I do. No, they don't, because they're talking.
But they're not going to give it any less effort.
That's true. Of course. And it's not like they're saying, we're going to go out and try to go 0-17.
You can play that Kyle sound. It did sound like he was sending something.
I don't have to play it. You know why? Because I just said it.
You can't find it.
I'm not on the board right now.
Look at Kenny. Luke!
And miss me with, let me tell you something about Niner fans. One thing I've learned about them in my 39 years here in the Bay, they know what time it is. They know what's up. They know and follow their team. There's no way they think of this team like the last 3 years. They're hoping, we're all hopeful. No doubt about it.
Now,
it could happen.
We're
not going to rob them of it. We won't, Goo.
Let me tell you this.
The expectations are not what they have been. That's fine.
You're not in the locker room.
The Warriors' expectations this year are not the same as they were when they had Durant. Sorry.
Well, that's
the same thing.
No.
It's the exact same thing.
No, it's not.
How is it different?
Durant was a cheat code, okay? And even when they won, nobody was surprised.
That's
at
right, because the expectation was they were going to win. Were going to win a title.
But last year at this time, what were the expectations at this juncture heading into Week One in the Shy? Do you think we're in the Niners?
Who's the Shy?
Chicago.
About what?
Their outlook on the season.
Chicago who? Like, I don't know what team you mean, honestly.
A couple years ago, they played the Bears. Remember week one in the monsoon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were perceived better than what they are now, or they had more continuity at defensive positions. My question to you is, last year, week one against the Jets inside that building.
Okay.
What do you think the Niners thought?
They were going to win a Super Bowl.
And so did I.
But I don't think they think that now. Yeah. That's my point.
And what's the biggest reason for that? Departures?
I'm asking you. Do you think the talent level on this year's team with all their young players is as good as it's been?
On the defensive side of the ball, unfamiliar, and that could be scary. And Robert Saleh could turn them into young Thundercats. But I got you. I'll give you the...
It can't bother you. You canceled out. You're agreeing with me.
We need Thundercat.
With that
word. That says it all.
Oh, it doesn't. What, Thundercat?
If we went to Santa Rita, that's a jail. Or even Quentin over here by Willard's area.
First of all, you've never been. I've been in a medium security prison.
I played a basketball full court game.
Here he goes.
At Santa Rita Jail. And have never been petrified and had to hide it and ball out in my life. They had Jordans.
That's minimum security.
No, but there's some cats in there.
I played at medium security.
Where?
Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Is it still Camp Hill?
Camp Hill outside of Harrisburg.
That's petty crime, petty theft.
Medium's more serious than minimum.
Dude, Santa Rita's tiny.
Minimum.
What is going on here?
I don't know what happened. I texted him.
Find out what's going on with Kuminga and then get back to us.
I texted him the other day, told him he did a great job on the Niners. He hit back.
What'd he do?
He called the game on the radio.
Oh.
That's right. But, Stoney, real quick, I played it. Santa Rita, full court. My boy was in the feds. He hooked it up and we had a full court game.
Okay.
I was nervous. Nobody knew, though. You had to hide his
I mean, you're not going to believe this, but when we played...
Ranch B!
The Camp Hill team.
Bobby Johnson!
They had a lot of inmates watching. I swear to God, you're not going to believe this.
Wait, well, Kenny, where's he going? For us.
I swear to God. It was like playing a home game.
Did you perform well?
Oh, my God, I killed it.
I was too skin stodgy. I had to... You know, I was the hatchet man anyway.
I actually was great.
I'll never forget that day.
My chest was poking into opposing gyms.
I came out of that and said I could play anywhere.
We're doing warm-ups, and you know, some of the inmates just walk into seats. You know, not every inmate in the prison was there, but I guess there were some guys who were on good behavior, so they could watch. And they're just walking by the court, and like we're doing layups, and I'm looking at a guy, and I'm like, I wonder what he did. Anyway, I'm doing a layup, and I'm coming out under the basket, and this guy comes in prison garb, and he comes up to me, and he goes, hey. I'm like, oh, my God, what? He goes, kick their ass. Kick their ass.
That says it all, right? Oh, Stiney.
We actually lost, but I had about 28, I think.
Well, that's all that matters, huh?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey, I called in the other day. I gave Guru his flowers for bringing up the Super Bowl losses by the 49ers under the helm of Kyle Shanahan. But I gotta give you your flowers today, Stiney. Great point on the Niners telling you through their actions and words that their expectations of this season are not to win a Super Bowl. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has literally said those words to the public. He said their expectation this year, since they have so many rookies, is to gain some momentum throughout this season and then maybe make the playoffs. That's their expectation for the season, as opposed to previous years when they've literally said it's Super Bowl or bust. So they've told us that they have different expectations for this season. And secondly, with the Juwan Jennings thing, here's the deal. If they actually thought that he moved the needle to get to their goal of making the playoffs, they would have ripped his contract up, gave him a little more money, it'd be done. But they don't think that way. They don't think he moved the needle to get him to their goal. And then secondly, you don't think there's other players on this team like, I don't know, say Colton McKivitz. Colton McKivitz, he's in a contract here. You don't think he's watching this situation and seeing what they do with Juwan Jennings? You think he has leverage? He's the only right tackle on this team right now. You know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think the Niners want to set this precedence of ripping up contracts. JJ just got his contract done last year.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I think they've told you everything you need to know. They're signing wide receivers off the scrap heap. They're playing hardball with them. They've drawn a line in the sand. That's at least the way I see it.
Wow. Yeah, me too, kind of.
We'll see. He went McKivitz. He's next, huh? We'll see, Stoney. And I like, again, I know I've been redundant here, but Bob Myers just texted us. I got to believe, Stoney, he has not played his last down in a Niner uniform. And I'm talking about this race with Lowe. I really believe I could win. But if I sit here and tell you, yeah, you know what, I can't win, there's no reason to race, I don't think the Niners are waving a white flag.
Of course not.
The beautiful thing about every season, like the Warriors in 2022, forget what the owners.
This is when you make me mad, by the way.
No, the players control it. And they caught lightning in a bottle and went on to win one of the most out-of-nowhere chips in the world. So my point to you, Stoney, is maybe they don't have enough talent. I get that. I understand it. But there's no way guys are in there crying in their beer before the campaign gets started to say we don't got action.
This is when I don't want to be your friend.
Tell.
Nobody's saying they don't have action or there's a difference between lowering expectations or not having Super Bowl aspirations and waving the white flag. It's like you're just another team now. You've got to prove how good you are.
That happened last year. You were 6-11.
Right. Right.
But I was told, the rest that they'll get from not making the playoffs will make them fresher like Wonder Bread.
It doesn't mean they're going to play less hard. It means they're probably not going to be as good.
No, that's the difference. I totally get that part of it.
Well, that's the point. The expectations aren't what they were.
It seemed like they were waving the white flag, and maybe that's why they're playing hardball with Jennings.
By the way, Santa Rita, it's not even a prison.
Yeah, but
it's a jail. Do you know the difference?
Oh, I do. Have you looked in there
lately?
Santa Rita's
like a drunk tank.
Hey,
played a bunch of drunks.
I don't want to glorify crime. Santa Rita is no joke. The Bay is off the chain, and that's where the people go.
It's out in Livermore.
Bob Myers said you two need to play in San Quentin. Stop with the low level security prisons. I couldn't play in Quentin. That's outside though.
Yeah,
we were inside.
I wouldn't play. I'm too old.
Well,
I'd go watch. I would go watch you play. I swear to God, I'd go watch you play against the San Quentin guys.
That's all I've been asking for.
Talk to Myers or Dunleavy. They do it every year with Kirk Lacob and those guys. You can get in, I'm sure. We're the flagship. Take advantage of it. I would go with you. I'm just not playing.
No, seriously, would you go?
Yes, I seriously would go.
I'm going to call Bob after the show, man.
Well, he doesn't work for the Warriors anymore, so you might want to.
Right. I got you.
Oh, boy. All right, don't forget, 2 o'clock, Kyle Shanahan.
What? Willard's looking at me and the boss is looking at me. I don't think it's all good, man.
It's partly good.
They gave it to me. The vows.
Gave it to me. The
jerseys to wear.
Oh, they're making fun of what you're wearing.
I don't know. I'm getting vibes. Not immaculate.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.